Coach LeBose, you know, that was just was expressing his thanks to us and his love for, you know, each and every one of us, and congratulating us on finishing number one. And the defense, you know, I think he said in the past 9 years, I think that's the longest that the most group of guys has been together. We've done it, I want to say, he said, 4 out of the last 6 years. So congratulations, you know, to the whole staff for making it happen.
Does that make it more frustrating? Because you're congratulated for being the number one defense, but next Saturday and Sunday, the playoffs kick off without you guys?
It's tough, you know. Things didn't go the way we wanted it to go, but we were able to, you know, do something special, you know, still as a team. So we're blessed to be able to do what we do, and I'm highly thankful, you know, grateful for, you know, being a part of this team.
Cortez, Mike, in his season-ending press conference today, said, well, as a whole, you know, as a team winning the last game and going 8-8 doesn't necessarily boost the team for going into next season since it's a new year, but some young guys got a chance to play, and that's their, you know, play a lot in recent games, and they can build on that. Is that you would seem to fall in that category?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got a chance to, you know, get in there, I mean, for extended time these last couple of games, so just good evaluation, good tape for me to learn from, and the coaching staff, just everyone who got an opportunity to play, so going into the off season, you know, look at those things and see areas I can get better.
Obviously, Keenan's you could possibly leave as a free agent. Do you think you've kind of established yourself, especially these last few games, as the guy you'll have to be beating out for that position if it comes to that next year?
I don't know Keenan's plans. I mean, you have to ask Keenan that. But, you know, always I go in and give my best effort, you know, in whatever I do. So everything else will fall into place, you know, if I can just continue to work hard. So.
I'm sure you think you sent kind of a message over the last couple weeks, didn't you?
I just play for my teammates. I just work hard. So,
there's a lot of talk about a different look in the locker room, a lot of faces maybe leaving, some new guys coming in. Do you concern yourself with that? Do you, you know, I know friendships are one thing, but do you concern yourself with the look of the locker room, or do you just leave that to the business side of it?
I mean, coming into this league, you have to understand that that's a part of it. So, of course, you build relationships, you know, with each individual guy. And how close we are, I'm, you know, highly positive that we still stay in contact with each other. So, you know, it's tough to lose a guy, but, you know, that's part of the game, and that's something you have to accept about it. But, you know, it's a blessing to be able to battle with the guys that, you know, I had a chance to, and, you know, and best of luck to wherever they go.
Did Coach LeBeau give you any indication he would be back next year?
As far as I know, we still sit to him, but you have to ask Coach LeBeau that.